The Link, Michael Annesley. Under the pseudonym Michael Annesley, the prolific author Frederick Annesley Michael Webster, 1886 to 1949, wrote 16 espionage thrillers, while under his real name, bylined F.A.M. Webster, he wrote mysteries, fantasy novels for adults, works about sports, and science fiction aimed at young readers. In a biographical sketch, Webster was described as one of the most important names in the history of athletics in the 20th century in Britain, and, with no evidence to suggest otherwise, it seems a reasonable statement, even if written by his grandson Michael Webster. F.A.M. Webster wrote more than 30 books on sports, was active in creating and leading several important sports organisations, and was the British national champion in the javelin throw both in 1911 and 1923. As a journalist, he was a special correspondent at 5 Olympic Games and other major events, and had an international reputation as an authority on the history and technique of sports. In spite of his terrific skill on the field at school and on army teams, he was unable to serve in battle because of a knee damaged on the soccer field. Among his fictional works as Michael Annesley were a series of espionage novels about Lorrie Fenton that appeared from 1935, Room 14, published in the United States as Fenton of the Foreign Office, to 1950, Spy Island, which was set on Cyprus. Other books in the series were set in Paris, Lithuania, Germany, Poland, and other international locations. As F.A.M. Webster, his best-known mysteries featured Old Ebby Entwistle, who appeared in scores of short stories in such collections as Old Ebby, Detective Up to Date, 1923, Old Ebby Returns, 1925, and The Crime Scientist, 1930. Webster's non-series crime and adventure stories were often set in exotic locales, such as Nairobi, The Hill of Riches, 1923, Africa, Beyond All Fear, 1934, and India, East of Kashgar, 1940. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London, Faber & Faber, 1938.